But you see, I don't talk to the other woman. I want to find out who and where in New York this person is.
How do you know there's somebody in New York?
Sure, there's got to be. There's got to be a connection somewhere.
New York's got everything. What do you mean? Everything's
in New York. Always a connection.
How about this, Mabel? Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal.
Make a deal?
Yeah.
What kind of a deal?
I have a suggestion.
Proceed.
Thank you. In 2 months, I'll make an appointment for you if you want to talk to Mary again. But in the 2 months...
End of 2 months.
But during those 2 months, you will go inside yourself and get some of those answers. And you can then you can just verify them with Mary. How's that?
Well, then, if I go inside myself, I'll be a dead woman.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yes, it is. They will know as much as I know. I don't know why. Who had to knock my feet from under me and made me hit the floor?
That makes you
I didn't need to hit the floor so that at times I have a headache. I had a headache. I tell you one thing you have to do. Whoever's with me, always remember 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll leave you. I have a way of waking up at 3 in the morning. Can't stop me from that. That's been for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. I was up 3 in the morning.
You did that last night.
Mm-hmm.
I either have to go to the toilet or don't have to go. Or just wake on Jim.
It sounds like that's your special time, 3 o'clock.
Yes, I think it is. I think it is, Pam. I think it is. Mm-hmm. And I often said that if I'm to leave this world, it'll be between those hours.
Between what hours?
Yeah, because I said, well, I go down the street or someplace. Between those words. I raise up and I look at the clock, and the old clock says 3:15. I thought,
there that time is again.
That's something for you to sit there and nod your head and study. That's my friend.
You crack me up, Mabel.
You see, nothing I can do with Joni.
This is blank.
There's nothing I can do with Joni. Joni knows all the answers and they ain't nothing.
She tries though. She's doing it the way she knows how to do it, you know?
Huh?
She's doing it the way she knows how to do it.
Well, that's the way she's supposed to do it.
That's right.
Right.
Mabel, why do you wear this?
Why do I wear it?
It's totally dead.
Because it was given to me. I've got to remember who gave me that.
It doesn't work.
That works. Unless I've hit it or something.
I think the battery's
dead. Took that. You know what happened? Hmm. Something happened once, quite a couple of months back. I dropped it on the floor. And when I dropped it, it sparkled like that.
Yeah, I think you knocked it out.
It didn't bother anymore. I took that whole watch apart.
I think we got to get you a new watch.
I took it with fingernail file.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little thing that's in my cup. It's supposed to take watches and things. It moves around. You can take all that thing apart.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, I have.
That's what I figured.
And I put it back together.
Now you got any time you want.
I put it back. But I wanted to continue to use because it's company for me. It's company.
That's a nice way to look at it.
You see, Miss Austin's sister was sick, and and I helped her to the bed and took care of her. And she never forgot it. She gave me, when she passed away, she gave her sister a ring. It had a blood red stone in that ring. And her sister told her to give it to me. She gave it to me. And someone had been cute enough to take it right away from both of us, so we didn't have it. I said, well, whoever it has, it won't do them any good. But I don't know who had it. So I never did get it. That I don't think people give me things and somebody else come around and they said, and take it. I don't like things like that. Now, who is going to Horace or Reza, whatever name it is up in 639 East 169th Street? Whoever go up there, there's a box in the front room.
Who has the keys
to
your apartment?
Facing the door, Reza.
Does she have the keys?
I told her to take the keys. She's too damn lazy to take anything. I told her to take the key. Oh, no, I'm not going unless you go. Now, that's the beauty part of that. She don't want to enter the apartment unless I enter the apartment. But she don't know I'm already in the apartment. See, because when I give her the key, my spirit goes with me and the key to that house.
Mm-hmm.
Unlocks the door.
Mm-hmm.
Say, nobody will bother you. She says, I'll water the flowers. Oh, girl, the flowers all right. She can water the flowers if she wants. But she's got a lot of things to do to straighten up. There's a box that sits on the floor right by the bookcase.
In which room?
In that room, in that particular room. In that box are all papers. There's papers from the Eastern Star. There's papers from everything there.
Oh, that's in your little room where you have the altar?
There's papers from, what's that place that way? Cemetery, you know? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan is to get that envelope. And get those things, see, because she'll need those things because she has to, she don't know, but she has to control Alma Love and Need.
Who?
Alma Love, that's Lillian's sister. When I bought the, what do you call that thing you put you in the grave?
Cemetery.
Yeah. And I bought the cemetery. I bought it so that Lillian comes first. Me or Alma comes second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on top of all of them.
That's the place.
Oh, that's right. It has to be three people in there, you know. So I have to say I'm the lad because I happen to be Catholic and they are not.
Oh, the Catholics, you have to go on top, huh?
See? So Alma never says anything. You never get the boom out of her. So in there's an envelope that tells that has the cemetery, the number and everything on there.
Yes.
You've got to pay $100 to that woman to open that grave.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever passes goes on top of the one that's there. And then the next one goes on top of that. The last one is sealed.
Yep.
Hot dollar. Whoopee! Whoopee! And if I'm the last one, it's sealed.
So Alma's still...
What, dear?
Is Alma still around?
Wait a minute, I heard you, but I don't...
Alma.
Alma?
Alma.
Oh, yeah, I talked to her yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, Fred, I got the all...
So you don't really know who's going to end up on top. You don't really know who's going to end up on top.
What do you say?
You don't know, maybe Alma's going to end up on top.
Well, if Alma's on top, then she's on top.
And you're in the middle.
I don't care, she'd be on top of me. See, and I'm on top of Lillian.
You know what I'd like to
do? She asked me to take care of Alma. so, okay, if I took care of Elma, then Elma would have to have a place to sleep. So her body would have to have a parts of life. I do not want to be burned. And the minute somebody burned me, I'm going to raise hell.
Well, no one will do that if you don't want it.
I don't want to be
burned. You're all set up. You're all set up.
I don't want to be burned. It ain't necessary because I have paid for the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't no business sticking to my house. My body is my house. No use of sticking flames to that. Because that whole apartment is insured. $3,000. If anybody catch fire in there, that comes to me, because I've insured. Each year I pay $50-some for that.
Mm-hmm.
If I can trust my sweetie to pay fire insurance, okay. She has to pay that fire insurance. So she paid that fire insurance for that apartment. She has to take everything out of there. She can't do it. So things have to be destroyed and everything. But that box, as you open, as you come to the front of the you come right straight through to the front room where the bookcase is, and books and books and books and books and books and books.
Is that the little room where your telephone is?
No, the telephone is in the first room as you come in the door on your, let's see now, I'm unlocking the door. On the left-hand side, it's on a table by the bed, the
mm-hmm.
telephone. I don't know what the hell they're trying to do. When I was last there, I couldn't use the phone. It seemed like somebody had cut it off or did something. I don't know what.
You know what I'd like to do next time we're together, Mabel?
What, dear?
I'd like you to show me the cemetery.
Do what?
I'd like you to show me the cemetery. Remember we talked about
that? Wait a minute. Don't talk so fast. What did you say you'd like for me to do?
Where Lillian is. The
what?
Cemetery.
Go to the cemetery?
Right.
Oh, somebody else asked me about that. Now I've got to focus my thoughts on who asked me about that.
We talked about it a couple months ago.
Yeah, maybe it was you and maybe it wasn't. Yes, we'll have to go up to that cemetery. It's you take the car, we go up to the cemetery, and we ask the second woman. But you've got to get that envelope which says
the plot
what's
number?
The name of that cemetery. Wait a minute, what's the name of that cemetery? It's the what's the name of that place? Well, if I forget, then you go and get a hold of Father Jeffries.
You know what we'll do?
He's the cemetery. He knows about that cemetery, let's see. And he knows Lillian is buried there.
Mm-hmm.
See? So,
you know what we could do, Mabel?
What, dear?
On our way there, we could stop at your apartment, and I'll run upstairs, and I'll try to find the papers.
Okay, if you want to go upstairs and pull down the big box
mm-hmm.
that's out of the living near the window.
Then you won't have to worry about it. You'll have it all there.
You won't have to worry about that. See what I mean? Because in there is the cemetery. It tells you everything there. That cemetery, who's there. See? Those papers has to be taken out and gone over with a fine-tooth comb. You can't just throw them down there, nothing. But each little paper means something.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Your records.
Yeah, records of different things.
Yeah.
Joan ain't gonna have time to do it. Her brain goes so fast, It goes like the Beauty and the Beast. The Beauty, the Beast getting on the what do you call that thing? On the Second Avenue subway, going up to take care of his girlfriend. Say, yeah, boogity, 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 boogity. You see that guy stretch his hand out on that, and he's gone. I tell her, Beauty, here he comes. He'll rescue you.
I have more fun.
I really have fun. I guess you wonder how I can have so much fun. You wonder how. Well, at one thing, give you something to think about. The way I come from.
You've given me a lot to think about, Mabel.
What, dear?
You've given me a lot to think about.
Oh, yeah. Just hang on to me. You'll think about some more.
I'm sure of that.
Here, and there's envelopes. You take them out and sit down in the chair by the window and look across the street as I'm looking. And what you call them? Don't want me to say anything to anybody in the house about I'm not there.
That's a good idea.
That the bed that I sleep in is is on the first room as you come in the door, on your left hand side.
And it's the bed on the right as you walk
in the room. Yeah, as I come in the front door, close the door and you turn that latch, nobody gets in there unless you let them in. And you open the other door, and there's the bed there, and the bed over there where the little devils try to break up. They will never have any good luck. They try to destroy me.
That was a very
the
nice
young one. Generation trying
After
to
all
destroy
that he gave
the old
them.
Generation. Flo, she lives around the corner on Clinton Avenue. There's a girl that comes into our court that knows. I think she knows Flo. She knows that whole street. What's her name? She comes there and always says to me, always said to them, "How is Mabel? I want to speak to Mabel." She wears a hat. The colored woman wears a hat.
Mm-hmm.
You seen her? No. You ain't been there when she's there, so don't sit there and tell me yes.
Is that Linda?
No.
She wears a hat.
Yeah, I know Linda, but she knows this woman. Or
I know
Arisa,
who you're talking about.
Or Arisa knows this woman, too.
Mm-hmm. She was at my house once, I think.
Who?
A friend of yours.
That woman?
What's her name?
I can't think. She has a funny name. But she always come in, sit down by me, put her arm around me, and she kiss me. I look at her. Glasses now. I have seen her once or twice at the old car.
I swear we have to change the name.
When I first seen her, she became extremely known to me. From then on, I wait for her to come in. Now, I thought they told me she wasn't gay. Now, I don't know. Well, what the hell is she doing messing up in there with gay folks?
Putting her arms around you and stuff.
Yeah.
Really? Leading you on?
And she knows everybody in 169th Street that I know.
She does.
Yeah.
Well, figure that one out.
You figured that one out.
I think we know
well,
that.
Well, if you come there on a Thursday, you'll see her. Because she'll be in my bedroom.
Oh!
Yeah. And she comes to see me.
What's her name? I'm very curious.
I don't know her name. She told it to me, but I can't remember her name. I'd have to pump. What's the child's name?
Joni?
Edamar Joni. Now that's it. You get my thought. I have to pump Joan. Joan knows her name, but Joan forgets it too. It goes from one end to the other, you know.
Silly Willy.
See. But Joan knows her name. And when I describe her to Joan, Joan calls her name.
Mm-hmm. But she's not anybody I know. She's just been coming
well,
lately.
Well, she just comes to the Alcott, you know.
Oh, I think I know. No, I'm wrong.
And she sits up on the right-hand side of me all the time at the head of the table. And she asks me, do you want me to help you? I says, no. I said to myself, now why does she want me to help her when she don't even know what she wants? And we sit there and she looks at me and she talks. She knows sis in the next block from me. She knows the whole part of 169th Street, but not as well as I do because I practically come there in 1943, so you know I should know it. I don't seem to remember her mother, but I guess her mother's been around there. She don't seem that she wants Joan to believe she isn't gay or don't think nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know whether she is or don't care. As long as she's nice to everybody that comes there, they're nice there, I'm all right. I like for everybody to be nice to each other. But I like to have somebody I could talk to.
Who you been talking to lately?
What, dear?
Who have you been talking to lately?
I ain't been talking nobody to you and Morgan. You always enough to talk to. Because I just want somebody and somebody that won't go to work and repeat what I say. Keep it under their belt. You all right? You sure? Mm-hmm. Ah.
How's your head?
Are you going to listen? Are you going to play that thing for Morgan to hear? What that girl sent me, what Mary sent me?
Did you bring it with you?
Oh, let me tell you what happened. I never told you what happened. When I gets it, it's supposed to play it. Okay. So I said, now where's the piece, what am I supposed to do? It was three or four times later that I played it, that it come to me, there's a piece of paper, a little card like, and in that little card is a, what are you taking
out?
Like
one of these?
Yeah, something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, wait, let me see.
Where there
yeah,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
That tells you
now,
what the thing is.
In that was a purple, some a dark purple.
Dark
or was a dark purple, what was it? You don't have
it. No, I don't have the dark purple.
No, you don't have it. Dark purple. And on that was the thing. Like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Mary's name is there, the girl's name,
like
Mary.
The business card?
I saw there she is, her name is Mary. That's 314. That number is 314. Her name is 314. So I said, well, what do they mean? So it come to me all of a sudden that, I don't know whether Chris or Willen or somebody revealed it to me, that was that woman's, that was the medicine I was supposed, yeah, that's it, see it, see it,
mm-hmm.
See it, see it,
mm-hmm.
See it, see it, see it, see it, see? See. Now that's the thing I broke the room up looking for. Only was a different color. Yours a grayish like, but this was a. You see, if anything around here looked like it. No, nothing around here that looks like it. it's a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Mary on there. So when that money disappeared, I wanted to find that car. So I went in my room and looked for the car. Somebody had went in there and turned pages in my what do you call that book? Address book.
Mm-hmm. Card
stone. I don't know why I should blame certain people. Because I don't know why I should have been, couldn't remember these people's names. Those people don't do. So anyhow, on that it told I was to get pills for that cold I had, the bumps
mm-hmm.
I had on my chest. You remember, baby?
I sure
the
do.
The bumps all I had on my chest like that. And I worried so hard. Oh, boy, I turned heaven and hell upside down with them pills, with them bumps. Because them things were dead. They were no good for me. The little tiny bumps like little pins.
Oh.
And they itched. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
She remembers. I hope she remembers. But anyhow, Mary sent me this thing. And on there, she should have put one thing, and she didn't. That thing told, it says on there, and I didn't reveal what, I didn't realize what it meant till 4 or 5 times after I had read Let Somebody Hear It.
Mm-hmm. Who did you let hear it?
And then I didn't write anything. It was wrote on there. I was to get pills, and then after get pills, I was to get stuff to rub on that stuff. I figured it out.
Uh-huh.
Cause somebody said, that is nothing you take, Mabel. That's something you rub on there.
And oral.
So she meant for me to get the pills and then get the stuff and go into the, what you call them, store, Chinese store, and get it.
Uh-huh.
I figured that out. But nobody else seemed to want to figure it out but me. That was all right.
Well, it's your business.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Well, it was nice. But anyhow, I didn't do that. I went and got my own medicine from years and years back.
Mm-hmm.
When I got through, oh boy, I was clean from Amazing Grace to Floating Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I took a dose of castor oil. 5 tablespoons of castor oil.
I've been doing the castor oil packs, by the way.
It didn't kill me. I'm still around here raising hell.
I guess. That's a lot.
I guess you say you're right.
Mabel.
What, dear?
Who else listened to the tape?
What?
Who listened to the tape? Who
your
did you play the tape
slower.
The tape from Mary.
Who ever heard it?
Who else heard it?
Woman I should be talking to now. Florence Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Florence Mills.
Your masseuse.
Arisa.
You mean Arari?
Let me see, who else now? 3 or 4 people heard it. Joan and what's the child's name with Joan? Joan and what is that child's name?
Lee.
Joan Lee. And what's that other girl's name? The white girl has one name, and she... Linda. The two Lindas heard it.
Both of them.
That's a lot.
Oh,
that's nice.
They heard it after something knocked me on my head.
Uh-huh. Oh, they listened to it after you had the stroke?
So then, but I went in the store, in the store where you buy these things, and I got some things. I began to drink carrot juice, you know, carrot
that's
juice.
That's good.
After I took this oil, then Penny's godmother, who recalled me finding this woman at Rubio.
Have you told Morgan yet about what it's like?
Huh?
Have you told Morgan yet about what it's like?
What's what like?
about the first time you went to Florence's house, about what the apartment was like?
Oh, she rubbed you all over, pinch you, pull you. That's a whole.
But what was the surprising part about it when you got there?
I don't know what was surprised, but the thing is,
feels good, doesn't it?
I said, wait a minute. I don't say things like that, pinching and pulling, like the damn doctor when they stick the needle. And none of them things feel good.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like it. I said, hold it, big boy. Don't come sticking me with no more needles.
No, not the needles, but the massage. That massage feels good,
the thing is, he had his match when he had me.
I'm talking about this.
What about Florence?
I don't think you can do things in about any good to do all this stuff.
I'm talking about Florence here.
Florence?
The kind of work
she
does.
She's doing a mad brush. Florence has been in the business for almost 100 years.
Must be good.
Yeah.
And
I got to go back to 215 and in the dining room and see if I can find her key ring.
Mm-hmm.
See, because she had no right taking it out of that box to lay on nobody's table. Her keys belong in her bag or in her hand. Now she can't find it. She liable to laid it on the table and forgot to pick it up. Somebody else picked it up, figuring that was there. See. So many people comes in, they're all caught, you know. Mabel knows that. Even that gold cat could have picked it up and thrown it on the floor. Yeah, that's right. She could have.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Can I listen to your tape sometime?
Huh?
Can I listen to your tape from Mary sometime?
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't bring it with you.
I ain't got it with me.
I know, it's too bad. I should have thought of it.
Got it with me. Now, when will I have your privilege of coming running in there? Well, I tell you one time. When I get back, I have my machine now, and my thing goes in my machine.
Mm-hmm. You have your own
now.
Tape player.
Yeah, I got it. I have to bother with Joan.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I bother with Joan, she want to listen too. And she done heard enough to try to remember, but she ain't going to remember.
What did she think of the tape when she listened to it? What did she say about the tape when she listened?
She thought it was real true from Florence. Then thought the woman's, Florence said, I told you that's what it would be. I said, you don't have to tell me. I knew what it was going to be. I said, that woman knows a lot. I said, I like to speak to her about lots of things. But I want to find somebody in New York that is as good as she is. Many, 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 many years ago, I met a white woman. Where did I meet her at? I met her where? I forget now, but I'll remember later where I met her. And she was very, very good. She said, and she told me a number, and she says, it's coming out tomorrow. Mm. But you won't have it, because you're going to forget to play it. Demo came out, and I forgot to play it. I forgot to play it, I'm telling you. It was a good number, too.
I bet.
Yeah. I've had so much fun, I'm telling you.
Well, how am I going to hear this tape, Mabel?
You can't hear the tape till I get home and put it in my machine.
Would you like to be in on this in cemetery alley?
She'll call me and tell me whether she's coming. How I'm feeling,
okay.
And some crazy answers like that. And then she can breeze on over. Of course, when she get there, the first one will receive her will be the devil. Now, you got your winky eye at
you
Denver.
Have such a dramatic way of saying things sometimes.
You have a winky eye at Denver. You see, animals know more about human beings
I'd
than they know themselves.
Than Jones.
So that's why you got to be careful with them. And when she come in, and I'll know what she did, so then I'll go up to the, and she come in the door on the right-hand side on the shelf.
You keep your lefts and your rights real straight, don't you?
Huh?
It's like you always know whether it's the left or the right.
Well, I know if I put something down, I know where it's at. Don't look at her, that's right. When I put something down, I know where it's at. I may forget it, but I'll still know it's there somewhere. And I'll get it and get the other part of it. And I don't want nobody come breezing in, messing with me either. And I'll put it on my desk or in the bed and she can listen to it. See, of course, Florence Mills listened to it. She had to get the woman who let her into her apartment last week. She had to get her because her machine moved different than mine, than Florence's machine did. But Florence had told me some of the things that she had, that this woman had wrote on, had this woman had told me over the tape, mm-hmm. See? All see, and that I should go to the hospital when I had the. I didn't want them to worry me anymore. I said, yes, I'll go to the hospital. The hell is she gonna do nothing? I fell out there on the floor. But somebody, either they got mad at me or they couldn't help themselves. Now this woman told me that people would always be with me and I could talk to them, but I can't talk to them. Now she said her and Chrissy went to Chrissy. I went on an outing with a girl named Holly, woman, middle-aged woman, older than me, Holly. And I'm sitting on the right-hand side of Holly by the window. Mm-hmm. And everything is pitch dark. And you know how when you're sitting on a bus, how the lights on the other side of the bus go past the window. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I happen to look up and I've seen this figure. I said, who is that blocking my vision from that window? I kept looking. I said, oh my God, that's Chrissy. Mm. I said, now that's Chrissy. What is she trying to do? That's what she can't say anything. So it stood there for 10 minutes.
Just still.
And Holly was saying that she didn't believe that the lots of things that I said. And I says, well, I'll not tell you, damn if I tell you anything else. Holly said, no, why? I said, because you don't believe anything no one say. You have your own idea. Mm-hmm. And I have mine. I said, you don't make fun of my Chrissy. I
says, Holly couldn't see
her. I says, I don't like Holly knows Chris. But she knew Chris from a different world, from the world I was already in. Because Holly's husband and Chris have met in life. Because he was a friendly with the woman that lived in Chris's apartment for 20 years. He just passed away about 8 or 9 months previous. Same. And so therefore Holly knows Chris. At least she may have seen him. Mm-hmm. And Chris knew Holly. So then that's how Chris told me about when she first went to go on the outing. She says, Mabel, I know that man. I said, what do you mean you know him? She said, he goes with a woman in my apartment. He's been going with her for 20 years. They've been sweethearts for 20 years. I said, yeah. She says, and that's his wife, too. I said, that's right. Holly is his wife. I said, the grand old rascal. We had more fun on that outing, I'm telling you. So naturally, but then I think Holly knew Chris, too, see. So that's how all them folks met up. And after Chris passed away, they still met up. She met this woman here, told me that Chris and Lillian has met, and they begin to talk about me.
Uh-oh.
So I was a pretty good old... I asked them, yeah, they said I was a grand old rascal. So they said, no, he was a very good girl. I said, but I'm slim.
You're probably too good when you were asleep.
So, but you see, when you get into the apartment and start going into that box, I can tell you what to destroy and what not to. See?
Mm-hmm.
That cemetery is the belong to what is that? What is that?
It's a church, right?
Dear God, no.
Emmanuel.
What is that? What is that thing that the bus thing that comes past that cemetery? Oh boy, I know it as better as I know myself. So this is the thing I was looking on. It was a different color. And
you lost it?
3 months later, 2 weeks later, I had my look down. I said, there's the thing I was looking for.
Did you find it again?
I thought somebody had took it.
Uh-huh.
I said, now Mary is somewhere on that car. I was trying to get a hold of that one. She wouldn't give me a tumble. That one. I sent word to her. I said, tell her. And I wouldn't believe it, and that's what made, knew that I didn't believe anything she said, see, because I told her to tell Pam I wanted to speak to Pam. So when I said that, she read my thoughts that I wanted to get this car. See, that's
mm-hmm.
what I wanted. I wanted her to contact this woman for some reason.
In two months, you can contact her yourself.
What deal? You got a deal now with Pam in 2 months.
Wait a minute, what did you say?
You have a deal.
I have a deal?
With Pam.
Wait a minute. Let me get what you saying's right.
You made a deal with Pam about in 2 months, talk to Mary again. Okay?
When did I make the deal?
Today. Just now.
Just now?
At breakfast.
That
well,
I'm not
going
to talk to nobody?
No.
In 2 months,
I can talk to Mary. I can talk to Mary.
But in the meantime, you do some looking inside.
Wait a minute. In the meantime, what am I to do? keep quiet.
Get your assignment, because it's important.
Keep
You're
quiet.
No.
Don't shake me. You
no.
can tell me.
I won't shake you.
Don't shake me. Just tell me.
Look inside.
Look inside
answers,
of me.
For answers, too.
Oh.
Because
well,
you got a lot of answers.
Got a lot of answers?
I guess so.
What are you trying to do? Tell me something, too?
You know that.
Well,
so you do that
wanna,
for 2 months?
I
want
to ask some...
Then
Chris
you talk to Mary.
And Lillian, did they knock my feet from under me, make me hit my head?
You think they're in a big rush to see you?
Uh-huh.
You think they're in a big rush to
That's
see you?
Answer.
They're a big rush to see me?
Yeah. You think they did that because they want you to join
them? I don't know whether they're in a big rush to see me or what. They said after I get everything straightened out, they'll come and visit me. Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
when
sure.
they come and visit me, I got to ask them, them are visiting me, help my friends out. See, I want them to help me help my friends out. But this little thing, I want to... That's the color of this is